mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, the Muslim Brotherhood, or Al-Qaeda's granddaddy, is parading nuns that they've captured from burnout Catholic churches in the streets of Cairo. And our controlled media here in the United States is the only media in the world that is actually siding with the Muslim Brotherhood. Absolutely incredible, because they will destabilize that region, and that is the game plan. Islamist mob parades nuns in Cairo as prisoners of war after 6 hours looting church, school, and replacing cross with banner resembling Al-Qaeda flag. Absolutely. That's out of the Daily Mail. It's up on DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com. Speaking of what's up on Infowars.com, well, I'll tell you about that coming up in the next segment. And I'm going to just open the phones up today. Not that I don't have literally over 100 news articles here that all need to be covered, and we will get into all of that. We've got Dr. Russell Blaylock joining us to get into now the fact that Obamacare is being implemented. Everything he warned people about is unfolding, and you've got masses of doctors retiring to get away from this nightmare. We'll also get his take on Coca-Cola running ads saying aspartame is good for you, NutraSweet is good for you, or not bad for you. And Max Kaiser is going to be popping in on all the big economic developments that have happened, and we'll have open phones for both gentlemen. Dr. Blaylock and Max Kaiser here on the transmission today. Now, we also have another article here on the London Independent. Rupert Murdoch buys into alternative media with $70 million slice of Vice. I remember 5 years ago when Vice started, they first came and interviewed us, two guys, and because they cover trendy news along with conspiracies, they're now one of the hottest things out there. And I've never really gone this path, though when I have done it occasionally, it's been quite successful. And I think I told the guys like 5 years ago this was the case, but we just haven't really done it. We need to hijack popular culture more, but then infuse liberty information into it. And I'm saying this is the whole liberty movement. Instead of just, hey, let's go show people drilling holes in their heads for fun, or you know, people taking an amnesiac drug to, or giving people amnesiac drugs to rob them. I mean, that's old news, but people like Vice take it and make it new news. What's old news is new news. What's interesting news is important. But then inject, I would take an article about scopolamine and say, but what about other giving scopolamine to the troops after they carried operations to not remember what they did in massacres? A form of mind control? Or what about how they're giving them Halcyon, another amnesiac? See, that's how my brain works, is take something popular that's admitted and then tie it to not just A, B, C, D, E, F, G, but right down to Z to get people thinking. And doing stuff like a Don Salazar did today. Glenn Danzig, a popular icon of heavy metal, kind of the Dark Elvis character, very poetic, also very dark. Glenn Danzig, Democrats are fascists disguised as liberals. And he goes on to say how creepy it is that Obama kills whoever he wants and is really just a fascist. See, that's an important article. Now Adon Salazar has written an article. Glenn Danzig condemns Obama's drone policies. Subheadline, right there in the article, says the Democrats are fascists posing as liberals, because that's exactly what they are. And when Republicans act like fascists, we should point that out. But just because you've got, when guys wearing upside down crosses are telling you Obama's bad, you know you're in trouble. When when the devil's telling you Obama's bad, look out. Even the devil thinks he's bad. I mean, even Oliver Stone's come out and said the man's a snake, you got to turn on him. It's getting crazy. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what to say. Mother.
Gentlemen, we are live on this Monday edition, the 19th day of August 2013, blasting out across the United States and worldwide. You are tuned in to the number one pro-liberty, anti-New World Order transmission on the face of the planet, Terra Firma. And I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Dr. Russell Blaylock on the nightmare that is Obamacare and on Coca-Cola coming out with nationwide print ads saying that aspartame isn't bad for you. He's going to be popping in. Max Kaiser on the huge developments in the world economy and what an increase in global interest rates are going to mean on a whole host of issues. That is coming up today. We're also seeing a lot of bizarre behavior going on out there where you've got Time magazine reporters coming out and saying he can't wait to see Julian Assange killed by a drone strike. That report's up on drudgereport.com on the left-hand side at the bottom. You can also find it at InfoWars.com. And we're going to be getting into today, after I take some phone calls, and I covered this a lot yesterday on the Sunday show, but there's been new new developments since then. Egyptian unrest threatens oil routes, the Suez Canal, ambush, militants kill 25 Egyptian policemen in Sinai. CNN calls them protesters. Yeah, when they kill people, it's called protesting. Officials said to order release of Mubarak. Saudi king backs Egyptian military against their own jihadis. Report, dozens killed in attempt to escape custody. Christian homes and shops marked with red graffiti before attack. More than 45 churches burned this weekend. They've burned 60 in the last month. Islamist mob parades a nun in Cairo. Nuns as prisoners of war. McCain, U.S. has no credibility in Arab world. I love that. When McCain has been a cheerleader for getting rid of Hosni Mubarak and putting in the Muslim Brotherhood. I love how these guys help engineer the crisis. Our media, the globalist kleptocrat, prostitute media, Decepticon media, parrot media, state-run media. It's no longer MSM, mainstream media. It's state-run media, SRM. That's it. It is state-run media, ladies and gentlemen. And everybody's saying that, from Julian Assange to Greenwald to Ron Paul to Rand Paul to Alex Jones to Matt Drudge to anybody that's got a brain. But it's not just state-run. Who's captured our government? Who has seized control of our government? Foreign corporate anti-free market interest who do not want us to be able to be individuals. They want control over us on record. Now, Greenwald's partner has been detained yesterday at the Heathrow Airport for 9 hours. Everything he had basically downloaded and stolen, all because he works with the reporter Greenwald, trying to see what WikiLeaks info or Snowden info he had harassing him. Held under UK terrorism law. It's like the UK declared all Icelanders terrorists. Because 2 years ago, because they wouldn't pay the $4+ billion of money that wasn't their debt to the private British Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan banks. By the way, Chris Jordan came in today and said this was hanging up in his apartment complex, and he sees Infowars.com stickers everywhere here in Austin in his complex. And what does it say if you're not a TV viewer? Iceland's president kicks out FBI agents investigating WikiLeaks. We arrest banksters. Not activist, the opposite of what America does. Yeah, that was their president's quote. And they arrested the finance minister last year. My point is that we are not the terrorist for pointing out how we have been completely and absolutely overrun on every single level of society by these gangsters. We've got more Fukushima news on the ongoing meltdowns there. That's getting really big. We've got reports up on Infowars.com where Glenn Danzig condemns Obama's drone policies, says the Democrats are really fascists posing as liberals. Gee, I wonder who he listens to. He may not even listen to the show, but you can tell he's figured out what's going on. I mean, boy, I tell you, they're in trouble when Danzig says they're bad. continuing with the news here. Those that are not preparing for the economic depression are going to bitterly regret it. Supporting whistleblowers, now terrorist activity. Another article on that. Leslie Gelb on Egypt, hold your nose and back the junta. Isn't that interesting? We saw Paul Krugman of the New York Times come out and admit that Keynesian economics yesterday is really about centralizing power with the state, but says that's a good thing. Yeah, but with the select corporate interests that are in control of the state. In fact, here's the article. Krugman admits Keynesian economics is about empowering the state. In a recent screed posted on the blog, Paul Krugman let the cat out of the bag. The essence of Keynesian economics is giving the political class more power, he writes. The hatred for Keynesian economics has less, I think, to do with the notion that unemployment isn't a proper subject of policy than about the notion of shifting power over the economy's destiny away from big business and toward elected officials. Notice he spins that like they're trying to give the power to the people. The truth is they're trying to give the power to the economic businessman through the government, but not the average businessman or woman who's actually out there hiring people, but select inside cronies. So they'll tell the truth with one hand out of one side of their mouth, but then lie with the other side of their mouth. So that is just some of what we're going to be breaking down today, but I really want to shake the broadcast up, and I've been getting closer to doing that in the last few weeks. Yesterday, I took 12 calls on the Sunday show. Usually, I take about six. So today, I want to take 12 calls before this hour ends on any subject you want to call in about. But if it's a diatribe, you want to make a point, make it in about a minute, okay? Or if you have a question for me, I'll try to answer it in a minute as we get to the next person. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I love all the great ideas callers call in with, but about a third of the callers were telling me what I needed to do. I should have a national music festival, or I should have a national film festival, or I should do a show about this or that. And a lot of the ideas you send to us about guests end up being on the show. So email that to Show Tips. And you're welcome to call in and say who you want to be on the show, but who you want to have on the show. But at a certain point, folks, I'm maxed out. Okay? I was up here at 9 o'clock last night. And I'm not complaining about that. It's just I'm up here 7 days a week now. Okay? And I'm trying to be a better manager. I'm trying to get things organized. I'm trying to redesign and upgrade the sites. I'm trying to get the new studios and equipment and satellite uplinks done. I'm trying to get the sales in line to make the money, to be able to get the word out. That's our main mission. And so I'm doing the best I can here. Understand that. But I will say on air, my pet peeve, like an ice pick being jabbed in my head, is for people to call up and say, will you please do this or will you please do that? I try to have other people on air that are launching new media operations or that are out there doing national campaigns to have people go out and protest on the overpasses and call for Obama's impeachment over his attack on the Second Amendment, his funding of Al-Qaeda, his funding of the Muslim Brotherhood, his shutting down of the power plants. Man, listen, we're all in this together. I think the message I'm trying to get across to all of you out there and to my crew and everybody else is that this is not a spectator sport being free. I need all of you to get really aggressive in the fight for liberty. I need all of you to decide to go out and go speak at your city council and then videotape it and put it on YouTube on whatever subject, whether it's water fluoridation or police state behavior, open borders, whatever the case is. I need you to go do an Access TV show. I need you to go do a local radio show. I need you to call into talk radio every day, other people's shows, and plug this show if you think we're the most hardcore out there. I need you to subscribe to InfoWars magazine and give it to friends and family or give gift subscriptions to wake people up. I need you to buy the films like American Drug War II to expose the drug war as a police state vehicle. I need you to get the film about the CIA and the brainwashing in America that I am distributing that is so well done and so important, and that I'm also in state of mind. I need you to tell people about the free podcasts and the free video streams at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I need you to take action, but also realize it isn't work. It is the animating contest of liberty. I need you to go into your church and demand the preacher stop being a government minion. I heard a local talk show this morning that has some good hosts on it, Mark Caesar and Sergeant Sam on it, and there's the other talk show host who kind of plays the part of the liberal on the show. And they were saying, you know, we should allow churches to be politically involved. That's the First Amendment. And the other host was saying to the other two, no, it's not. And I called in, and the host just said, that's just not true. I said the First Amendment on air. I said, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then when I was gone, the guy that plays the part of the liberal, I think, I don't think he really is a liberal, as they call them, really it's authoritarianism, he says, well, Alex is just wrong. That isn't true what he said. All it was, quote, the First Amendment. Because we've been living under the government-running churches for 60 years in this country. People just accept now that it's the custom, it's okay. And they were bringing it up because there's a movement with churches nationwide that was small just a few years ago and is now more than 20,000 to be political And I'm going to talk about that and then go to your phone calls when we come back. But that's another example of the churches are just defying the criminal collection agency of the Federal Reserve, the IRS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You are the target of those who would trample the liberties of free men.
The enemy may have changed.
A cold war.
But the threat to our freedom is not. Atlas Survival Shelters are light years beyond those of the past.
The fallout shelter is the best defense.
Large, comfortable, secure. The strongest shelters money can buy. It's time you see them at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4BUNKERS. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Here in my stack that I'm going to get to later in the next hour after Dr. Blaylock leaves us, where, oh my goodness, there's a nationwide movement of now 20,000 churches. It was like 8,000 last time I checked a few months ago. And I remember that movement starting on the GCN radio network about the I don't know, more than a decade ago, some of the preachers here on air. I'm not bragging about our network. I remember, though, different pastors that we had on as guests, different pastors that have radio shows, Pastor Greg Dixon and others in the Indianapolis Baptist Temple. I guess that was about 12 years ago. Calling for this nationwide movement. But just the last few years, it's really picked up steam to go, you know, churches are under the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Churches are outside the jurisdiction of the federal government and state government. Separation of church and state means you can't have a state-run religion. Can't be Baptist, can't be Catholic, can't be Zoroaster, can't be Muslim. Can't be, Islamic law. Can't be whatever sect of Christian law you want to make it. That's what separation of church and state means. But since the 50s, phasing into the 60s, they slowly had the denominations sit there and tell their sub-churches, you are not allowed now to endorse a candidate. You're not allowed to have a candidate come and speak at the church. Then, I've had friends that go to major Baptist churches in Austin and Catholic churches, because I've showed the letters on air, where they say, you're not allowed to even, as a parishioner, as a member of the flock, to speak about your views on politics. Don't do it at a church barbecue. Don't do it at a church volleyball game. Don't do it at a church retreat. You keep that to yourself. What authoritarianism? And finally, we had a wake-up call a few months ago when the audio tapes got released, and we played them here, of the IRS telling pro-life groups, you're not allowed to pray, and you're not allowed, if you're tax exempt, to go out and protest for babies. And then telling them, tell us what you pray. And churches have audits where they're told, show us your prayers. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Soviet Union. That's Nazi Germany. The Soviet Union had churches. Nazi Germany had churches. Maoist China had churches. China today has churches. But you better toe the Communist Party line. And that's what we've got here. And I hear two talk show hosts this morning, that's why I've gone off on this jag before I go to your calls and all the news, explaining, hey, it's the First Amendment, and the other one going, no, it isn't. It's fascism to have churches involved in religion, and really believing that. You know the story of Patrick Henry, the give me liberty or give me death? That guy, will you pull this, because I forget the preacher's name. There was a preacher a week before who was beaten to death by British soldiers with a horsewhip. He was beaten to death by a horsewhip. Beaten, and that's hard to do. Beaten to death over an hour with a horse whip till he went into shock and bled to death because he would not preach the official pro-government issued sermon. And so they came and watched his sermon. They took him out and they beat him to death. And then Patrick Henry came out and said, they're already killing us. They're already attacking us. The war has already begun. I don't know what course you're going to take. If you want to crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you, may your chains set lightly upon you. Forget that you are our brethren. But as for me, I want to know the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and make preparation for it. And as for me, give me liberty or give me death. There are a lot of things that the war started over in 1775, and officially 1776, July 4th. Taxes, regulations, people being pressed to serve as slaves, white slaves on ships, under the press gangs, the naval ships. They came for the firearms. That was when it finally was the spark and the shot heard around the world. But what really got everybody in gear was the preachers being told what to do and to have state-run religion. And that's why it didn't matter whether it was a Catholic colony or a Protestant colony, a Quaker colony, a Puritan colony. It didn't matter what it was. They all got together and they said, it's time to get the guns and it's time for a war. You want a war. You got one. You're not coming in to our churches and telling us what to do. They were called the Black Brigades, the Black Regiments, because back then all the preachers, not just the Catholics, wore black with a white thing around their neck. That was the uniform. And they said, we are not going to be the slaves of King George III, no king but King Jesus. And America came together and kicked an empire that was undefeated out of this country. An empire a few years later that beat Napoleon Bonaparte. We kicked their butt right back to England. You understand that? You understand that? And then the British over there finally got their government back as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls here momentarily. And then we have a host of other news we have not gotten to yet. We have Congressman Eleanor Holmes Norton voicemail saying, "Where's my bribe?" We have the new Common Core Obama math standard, 3 times 4 = 11, not 12. This is the purposeful destruction of the human mind on record. I mean, I've had the former head of policy Department of Education on about that. We're going to continue getting into the latest NSA news. And as I said, Max Kaiser is coming up along with Dr. Russell Blaylock. We have something really special that we're offering today, and it will undoubtedly probably sell out today or tomorrow. Weldon had the idea a year ago when we started InfoWars magazine, which most issues of have sold out in the past, to hold back 100 copies of each magazine. And now we've had our 12th issue come out. And so it is the first 12 issues, and I signed the first one for $79.95. And the small profit we make out of this helps fund the operation, obviously shopping with the good guys. So we thank all of you out there. But we have 100 of these, and we've gotten rid of the signed stuff the last year or so. We're going to bring it all back this month for a limited time, obviously to put more fuel in the tank in the InfoWar. But InfoWarStore.com, the first 12 issues, 100 are available, period. And then that's it. Also, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, we have the powerful brown seaweed from the Southern Hemisphere, so it's not all polluted like the Northern Hemisphere. Amazing detoxer, so good for the thyroid, and that's all on record, major studies. That's Modafylon, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get ProPure water filtration systems with 10% off with promo code WATER. If you're not filtering your water, that's the number one basic thing you can do, and this is the best stainless steel gravity system out there. And it has the lowest price. Then you add 10% off. You cannot beat this. Look at the side-by-side comparisons of ProPure systems and the Pro One filters that cut out the fluoride, everything, in side-by-side comparisons to the leading competitors. Hands down, annihilates them all. That's why we carry it. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com. We'll take you there. And again, we couldn't do any of this without all of you out there. It cuts out the glyphosates as well. That most filters don't. That's the Roundup that's in almost all of the water tables. Guys, type in a headline, 97% of water table has glyphosate in it. I want people to see that headline. I think it was Washington Post last year. The point is that it doesn't matter if it's rainwater collection. It doesn't matter if some of it's on your roof from birds or whatever running in, or if it's in the well water or the tap water. You've got to filter your water, so it's a win-win-win. Get a high-quality water filter system that's portable and that does over 10,000 gallons per filter system and support the transmission. The Pro One systems with the ProPure, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free today, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And you can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Okay, without further ado, I'm going to suspend news and news analysis, and I got a lot I'm going to get to. For now, let's go to your phone calls. As promised, let's talk to Nate in Florida. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I love your operation. Big shout out to your wonderful crew and all the info warriors out there. On Prison Planet, not Prison Planet, PlanetInfoWars.com. I love all of you brothers and sisters in the InfoWar. I wanted to just bring forth an idea that I had. It's a simple idea, and I wanted to bounce it off of you and see if it's maybe something that you would consider beneficial. It's based on the Google bomb technology. A couple of years ago, you had a great caller who had the Google bomb idea where you would mention search terms on your show every day, and we'd Google and create a trend and really made an impact on the web, and then Google started censoring InfoWars.com, and it kind of lost its effect. But this idea is kind of based on that technology. Basically, what it is just a it's just a link that that we can all focus on every day. So Planet InfoWars, we'll click on this link or links that you deem important, beneficial, so we can go and leave comments and really create like a social media phenomenon.
No, sir, that's absolute genius, and we should have a time of day where we do it, and we focus on Twitter, Facebook, and other systems with a story from InfoWars.com. Now, let me explain what happened with the Google bombs. We probably did 100 of those or so in a two-year period, and we could do it every – I should have done it more often, but I didn't want to burn the audience out. We would put out a term that was connected to some news story we'd put out that was really important, and we could get the number one search term almost every time and then get hundreds of news articles out of it. And so it was artificially doing what only DrudgeReport.com is still able to do just because of the, I don't know, what is it, 40, 50 million a day or something to visit it, just some off-the-chart ridiculous number to visit DrudgeReport.com. We were able to do that, but they went and changed the algorithm and announced they changed the algorithm. on a bunch of different topics, and suddenly we couldn't do it anymore. And now they're gaming that. But here's an example. It's not doing it today, but it's been doing it every day the last 2 months, so it's strange. I would type in Alex Jones to check what was in Google News every day if you punch up my computer, guys. And the top link would be the January 9th show that I was on, Piers Morgan. CNN somehow was gaming it to where they could always, on Google News, have their old story back up there first. And I've seen a few times the last 2 months it wasn't. Today must be one of those days. But we went and looked at their code. They're resubmitting the article every day like it's new. And I've been told if you do that, Google can delist you. That's fraud. We don't do that, and we're still delisted from Google News. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com articles cannot show up now on Google News, which is very important. You know, Google went down for 5 minutes this weekend, and 40% of web traffic died. They are the Internet. They are the NSA. They're trying to take it over. So the good news is people doppelgang our articles to all of their news sites, and so it still gets out on Google News. So it's a great idea. We should do it every day. In fact, let's beta test it. Let's beta test it right now and go to Infowars.com. I got so many computers up in here, I can't even hardly do it on this computer. And let's pick an article. Thank you, caller. I appreciate your call. Let's go with this. And I wrote this with Watson this morning. I called up and left a transcript, and he put it into article form. And Watson didn't exactly put in there what I wanted in there. He must have not come across it. But the point is, they're using troops that are on pharmaceuticals as an excuse to take their rights, and they prime the pump by putting U.S. military ordering them on record to take growth hormone, anabolic steroids, to take basically hillbilly heroin, drugs like Percocet, drugs like Oxycontin before it got taken off the market, so that they then can control them later. And when they get out of the military, we'll put you back on this, even though you're not shot or in pain. They order them. And I'd already seen this in the back of the newspaper a few times and in Pentagon reports, but to have Staff Sergeant Biggs tell us about it really hit home. And so we have an article dealing with that, a mass drugging of U.S. troops, an unreported scandal. It's the forced mass drugging. So instead of me calling Watson, will you run in there and have a Don or somebody or Kurt or Julie or Kit, just add the word forced mass drugging? It's forced. Because I know how the public works. They'll think, oh, that's somebody having trouble. They ordered them on Blue Box or something. No. Yeah, 20% of them are on that, according to the Justice Department's own, that's Pentagon's numbers on that. And we have those statistics in the article, the 20% are on psychotropics. I'm not talking about that. I mean ordering them on speed. And I don't mean because they got to stay up for 2 days in an emergency. That's one thing. You're pinned down in foxholes for 3 days, and, yeah, you got, you know, speed in your pocket. There is a time for that. No, this is drugging, ordering them. You will take Percocet. And you will take the speed to come off of it. You will take Percocet just to get them addicted. This is a big scandal. And the officer class is exempt from it. So let's make that the big number one story of the day. Let's make that mass drugging of U.S. troops an unreported scandal. Let's take that and put it out on Twitter. I'm going to retweet it at Real Alex Jones. Let's put it out on our Facebook. Let's send it to your email. I'll send it out. Everybody signed up for the free newsletter, Infowars.com. /newsletter, sign up there, you get the free digital magazine and updates. Everybody should sign up there. We'll send that out as the mass email today, this article, and then you send it forward to everybody you know. Let's do this together, and let's test the Google algorithm. I haven't done a Google bomb in about 2 years since they shut us out. Let's take that, and let's make the Google bomb drugging troops. Two words, drugging troops. You go to Google, and you put in drugging troops, and you enter it over and over and over again. You re-enter it, put the cursor, make it a new search, enter. You go up, you type it in, you hit enter, and then you put the cursor back in it, so it's a new search, hit it again, email it out, tweet it. Let's do it. Let's do it together. Let's see what the people can do. Let's fight back. Absolutely. Great job, caller. See, I said I take 12 calls this hour. I've taken one. All right, let's go to John in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Good. Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
Why do you think that our political leadership is ignoring Fukushima, something that could be one of the worst disasters to hit this planet, yet you don't hear nothing about it and they're not warning anybody or anything?
Say that again, sir.
Why is our political leadership not telling anybody about Fukushima, something that could be one of the worst disasters to hit this planet, yet there's no warnings or nothing about it?
And by the way, it wasn't that you weren't clear. They were popping in my ear, which they're told to do. And so I was missing some of what you said there, because I was noticing that when we put that search in, drugging troops, that it is the top internet YouTube search under that term. That's what a just godsend and treasure InfoWars.com is, that we're able to, so many cases, dominate even the NSA search results. And I feel like I'm falling down every day, not doing a better job with the incredible platform we've got. In fact, I'm going to put you on hold and say something right now. I came in this morning and I begged my crew on the TV side and a few other people. I said, we've got to go to the next level in this fight. This is all going to come true. We're going to get shut down. The new world order is going to come in. They're gearing up the martial law. They're going to stage the false flag. What can we do to really use the platform we've got to break through to the next level? That's the big goal. And, you know, a caller like this calls in, John in Texas, and it hits me like a ton of bricks that I have not articulated properly how big this is. Because I've psychoanalyzed historically, comparing them to other elites, other ruling classes, the establishment. And what he just asked is the big trillion-dollar question. We had corrupt, ruthless, authoritarian elites before 1990, but they would never let U.S. military use DU. Israel had DU and wouldn't use it until recently. That, by the way, kills their troops long-term, not just who they're shooting. So it's only Israel, the U.S., and England that are now using it. That's crazy. Every time you fire it, it ignites in the barrel, and you get a debilitating dose, a soft kill dose, just in what comes out of the front of the barrel and that you breathe. And if you look at things like Fukushima, conservatively, and Dr. Busby's on, nuclear physicist, on Friday, conservatively, according to him and others, about 100 times worse than Chernobyl in 1986. And you realize that the UN's own numbers say it's killed around 1 million people in the last few decades since Chernobyl, I guess 17 years. When you realize, or how long has it been since 1986? I can't even do math anymore. I guess it's 20-something years. How long is that? Yeah, 20-something years. My brain's gone, folks. I'm doing too much. And the point is that now 91%, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency, of reactors are leaking. So they had to change the standards last year and say that's okay. Now they've taken the alarms off the reactors all over North America, Canada, you name it, so that it doesn't scare the public when the alarms go off. Loudspeakers. You know, in Southern California last year, they kept having alarms. They said, we're just going to turn the alarms off now. And the elite live in those areas. It's like they don't care anymore either. They put out propaganda and use normal human laziness to kind of politically neutralize the general public. So we would submit to them. But there's blowback from their own propaganda. The mindset, the spirit of the world. What is that? That's really kind of the sixth sense broadcast that they've scientifically proven is in all plants and animals, not just humans. But, you know, you go into a room, you feel the electric energy. You go in the room, you feel the depression. It's like a broadcast. You can call it spiritual, whatever you want. It's been over and over again, thousands of times, scientifically quantified. You walk in a room, you can tell if somebody's not even talking, they're putting off bad vibes. Or you can tell when somebody's looking at you in a restaurant, you turn around, they're looking at you. There's a spirit in the elite of not caring and just wanting to die themselves. And they've kind of passed it on to us to where Fukushima happens and all this other stuff happens now, and open air, GMO crops, you name it, and they just don't care anymore. And they think somehow they're going to get around it or get by it, and they're not. And so you ask why they don't care and why they cover it up. They're not even trying to fix it so it doesn't happen more. They just don't care anymore. They're like Nero fiddling while Rome burned. Finally, he was so decadent, he said, I'm so decadent, I'll just commit suicide because I can. Does that answer your question, John in Texas?
Well, what I think is, you know, they got all these underground cities. And I think they figured that, well, while I was supposed to die from radiation, they could run to their underground cities and basically become the Morlocks that H.G. Wells wrote about in the future, you know. And I don't know if that's what the deal is or not, but they've been building these underground cities. I think they figure they're going to just run in there and hide while the rest of us die from the radiation poisoning, you know.
Well, that is true. The United States has spent more than all governments combined on underground bases on record. The details are classified. More on COG. And now Homeland Security is the coming out of COG, the absorption, like in the movie The Thing, of the old Republic. And it's going to absorb everything. Nothing's going to be allowed to left standing. It is satanic. It is a diabolical total takeover plan. Thank you, John. Okay, Cole and Chad and Julio and Ben, your calls are coming up straight ahead. We got Dr. Blaylock joining us to break down a host of issues. And then good old Max Kaiser. Stay with us.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Available only at HempUSA.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at HempUSA.org.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Took it all away.
Up here and talk 100 miles an hour. I don't do that in person. I just get in this mindset of focusing on what's happening, and it hits me how real all this is. This is not a game. The things we talk about here, if you're a new listener, are really happening. Our government really runs Al-Qaeda worldwide. Our government really backs the Muslim Brotherhood to burn up and blow up 60-plus churches in the last week. Our government really supports every wicked, evil thing you can imagine to destabilize the world because they make money off of it coming and going. Our government is illegitimate. Our government is a fraud, openly abolishing the Bill of Rights and Constitution and all the protections that go along with it right now. That's what every analyst across the board points out, is that it's all happening right now. This is big. This is real. This is serious. This is pertinent. This is going to affect everyone. And to all the yuppies and trendies that think it protects them, that they act like they don't care about anything, you are living in the last days of our free republic and the last shadow, you know, under the wings of the republic. But it's now already fading away, and all the prosperity is going out the door with it. We are becoming, like everybody else, slaves run by the corrupt El Jefes, the corrupt New World Order King Rats. And now is the time to decide what you're going to do about it. And it doesn't mean you got to save the world by yourself. It means you got to do a little something, say no to things, stand up to being treated like a slave, learn your rights, learn your freedoms, and become aggressive in the prosecution of liberty against tyranny. A free people will not be slaves. You have to decide you're free and then act like you're free. If you act like you're a slave, you'll be a slave. It's very simple. Let's go to Cole in Georgia. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Alex.
Hey, brother.
It's nice to finally get to talk to you. I was wanting to know how everything is going on in Egypt and about the military giving aid to the people in Egypt. I'm just kind of curious about what's going on.
Well, our military, it's not our military, our captured military has been giving aid to... If you go back 3.5 years, well, really 4 years ago, Google, on record, created the Arab Spring. The West ordered the military to run a coup, basically, against the dictator of Egypt, Hosni Mubarak, to then have the whole fake election and have Google test social networking to put Morsi in, who's basically an Al-Qaeda-type person. And then they've had just over a year and a half just murdering Christians, crucifying Christians and others in the presidential palace grounds. I mean, just it's been hell on earth because everywhere the globalists go, they want to kill Christians, just to give you an idea of who they really are. Baptist, Coptic, Catholic, they don't care. You're dead. You're dead. And our government did that. And so they've been giving them propaganda advice and have been giving money to those groups. And now you notice our media for the last couple of weeks keeps calling them protesters as they machine gun people, burn people, throw people off roofs, and the military shoots them to stop them. And then they're called, oh my gosh, on CNN, the military's killing people. CNN loved them killing people at Waco. CNN loves it when the police beat your head in here. And I'm not saying the Egyptian military is perfect. The truth is, they've broken with the globalists because they're trying to bring their country down. I'm going to come back to you before we go to Blaylock.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.